In October of 1894, the 20th Century Club opened on Delaware Avenue, an exclusive women's club that stood for education, literature, and art. Mulligan formed the club at a time when women didn't even have the right to vote.
Charlotte Mulligan was a very interesting woman, a woman who knew what she wanted to do and never stepped down, always worked towards accomplishing whatever she started.
Judy Johansson is a member of the 20th Century Club. She's conducted a great deal of research about Mulligan and her accomplishments, finding Mulligan was never intimidated by men.
She never displayed an impatience with any demand placed on her, nor reluctance to take up duties of the day. And her mind was described as masculine, but you have to remember that this was the 1800s.
Mulligan began her formal education at Buffalo Female Academy, which today is known as Buffalo Seminary. At the time, the school was located in a building on Johnson Park. Mulligan studied voice in Buffalo and Philadelphia and then in Europe. She sang soprano. Mulligan was a middle child who grew up in a home with four brothers, two older and two younger.
And her two older ones died as a result of wounds suffered in the Civil War. And this had a tremendous impact on her, and so she decided that she was going to work to do something for young men. And that's what she lived by most of her life.
Did she ever marry?
No, she didn't. And the interesting thing is that she got along with the men, and she always said that it was because she had brothers whom she played with and she grew up with, and she always said that she felt that she could understand them. And she must have really succeeded, because she served on the board of the Guard of Honor, only woman. She had many groups at her house. It was almost like a think tank.
Men were part of Mulligan's so-called think tank, which put her in the right path when she needed funding for her projects. Johansson says Mulligan also formed a group called Guard of Honor in the early 1900s.
It started out as a Bible class at the Wells Street Chapel. And from this group, which enlarged, she taught other subjects, English, math, music, and so on. And this group became the focus of her life.
She was really a Renaissance woman of her times.
Oh, I think so. I think so. She really helped to set the way for people like us. Who knows what we would have done without some of these wonderful women who were involved in suffrage. Now, she really wasn't a suffragette, but she was there at the time when this was all starting to develop.
And even though Mulligan held a high social status, she had to work for a living. She taught voice, and in the early 1870s began writing columns at Buffalo's former Courier Express newspaper, where she served as music editor. That is when Mulligan found yet another group called the Scribblers, formed for women writers, but was open to all citizens. Johansson says Mulligan was involved in so many organizations, and she even lobbied. In 1914, a tribute was held 14 years after Mulligan's death. Johansson learned about the life of Mulligan through the many historical writings left behind by the people that knew her well. Johansson says Charlotte Mulligan was a formidable character who was well respected by local women. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me, then you'll be left alone.